Nice to be back, and nice to welcome Denise Curtis from the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce, as is customary, our fourth Wednesday of the month. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us, and I missed the mayor's prayer breakfast earlier this month, but I understand it was a sellout, so it must have gone well.
It was fantastic. We had a wonderful event with all three of our mayors and an incredible keynote speaker who has just really encouraged us all to take our talents and use them for the betterment of our community and the people around you, and just very uplifting. So it was an incredible event. We missed you.
Good. Thank you so much. I'm glad that it was great, and you've handed me a page full of upcoming events. There's no rest for the weary.
Never any rest over at the Chamber. We've actually added a few new events to our typical calendar. We've started doing these small groups, and it was something that kind of was born out of COVID, because realizing that some people wanted to get out there, wanted to get together, but they certainly did not want to be in a large crowd.
Right.
And so after thinking about it, we came up with the idea of doing some small groups, some opportunities to get together with smaller groups of people. And so one of those is coming up, our ladies night group. We did our first one over at JBT Power, where they fed us tacos and let us drive some tractors, and it was a lot of fun. And so
sounds like it.
With this group, say next month on June the 9th, we're doing an acrylic pour class at Stuart Heath Gallery as part of that ladies' night event for the month. And so that's one of them. Another one is our bourbon and cigars group, and they meet at Downtown Cigars in Daphne on the first Friday of every month. And it literally is exactly what it says, a bourbon and cigars. You go hang out, smoke a cigar, maybe have some bourbon, and just enjoy connecting with people on a different level, where you don't necessarily have to talk shop, you know.
Right.
Meet people on a different level. The other group that we have is our Misfit Adventures, and we had that one last night. We went out to Blakely.
Misfit Adventures. Sounds fun.
It's not necessarily that the people are the misfits, but the adventures are just a little a little kooky, a little out there. Something fun and to explore. So last night we went out to Blakely State Park, and we did a tour of the battlefield there, and so that was a lot of fun to get to see something and get a firsthand tour of what's out there. And then this next month in June, we are going to go out to the Weeks Bay Plantation and do some blueberry picking, because it's that time of year. So we're excited about that one. And we also have our networking at noon, which is our last small group. And that's a cool one, because we select three restaurants each month on the same day at lunch, and you sign up for the restaurant, and you don't know who's going to be there, but you'll show up, and there's 6 to 8 people from the Chamber that you may or may not have ever met before. And so it's an opportunity to sit down and meet some new people and really have a one-on-one kind of conversation with some new friends.
Sounds very nice. Very nice.
We are very excited. People are loving it, and we are excited to see that doing so well.
The Chamber, in my opinion, has largely about networking, connecting. And of course, it's also about education and improving yourself and learning new leadership techniques and qualities. But the networking is so important. You become acquaintances, and then you might become business affiliates, and then you become friends, and your world is expanded. I mean, the Chamber's just a lovely thing to be involved in. So for those listening that are business owners or decision makers and are not a member yet, tell us how that works.
Absolutely. We like to say it's all in who you know, and we would love to introduce you. It's all about those connections. And so to become a member, we make it pretty simple. All you have to do is go to our website, eschamber.com, and there's a link there to apply for membership. You can pay right there on the website now, or give us a call at the office, 251-928-6387. We'd love to sit down with you, talk about some of the concerns you have with your business, see who we can connect you with and who would be a good connection, whether that's a referral source or somebody that can help you connect in your field and set all that up, and we'll get you all ready to go.
Very good. ESChamber.com.
ESChamber.com. And we actually launched our brand new website yesterday.
Oh.
It's kind of a soft launch, but we're very excited about that. That's a project we've been working on for a while, and so we're excited to see that up and running. I'm in love with it.
I know you've put a lot of work into it, haven't you?
As always, yes. And so it's a labor of love, as I say.
I love it. Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce, it's all in who you know, and we'd love to introduce you.
Yes.
Very nice. Good job. I'll enjoy pouring through that. So, but we just talked about the new events. We haven't even gotten to your regular monthly events like Business After Hours and Chamber 101 and the morning marketing meeting. Tell us about those.
Yes, our next Business After Hours is coming up on June 3rd. And we're going to be at the Daphne Civic Center for that. And, you know, typically for Business After Hours, you show up, it's hors d'oeuvres, it's casual, you walk around, network, meet and greet with people. If there's somebody specific that you want to meet and you're kind of nervous about introducing yourself, just find one of our staff members, and we are always happy to make that introduction.
Now, it's usually at someone's business.
That's right.
It's at the Civic Center this next month, which is next week. Holy cow. Has it gone under a remodeling or a refacing or anything that it wants to promote?
Not necessarily. Okay. If you think of it, the Daphne Civic Center is also a business. They're one of our members.
That's true.
Just like our business partners. They do a lot of events out there, and you can book the Civic Center. And so this is an opportunity for them to show off what they're capable of in the facility they have at the Daphne Civic Center.
Okay. Continue with, I guess what's next is going to be Chamber 101.
Yes, our Chamber 101, every month we have, this one's on May the 9th, not May 19th. I have to fix that date. I have to pull that up. But it's a Zoom call now. You call in and Liz Thompson walks you through exactly how to use your chamber membership, how to log in to your profile as a chamber member, and you can do things like post job postings or a hot deal to our website, and manage your profile there and manage your directory listing through that profile. We also kind of walk you through becoming a new member and all the things you need to know to get started, how to sign up to come to events, things like that. Just an introduction to all things chamber membership. June 16th is that date. Thank you. June 16th for the next Chamber 101.
Okay. And we're speaking with Denise Curtis from the Eastern Shore Chamber as we go down the list of their busy activities that you might want to get involved in. And next is the morning marketing meeting. This used to be a favorite of mine. I should start taking off, what is that, the third Thursday?
The third Thursday.
To go to that again. It's very worthy. Tell us about it.
This is one of my absolute favorite events that we do every month, is morning marketing. You come in, you have some breakfast, grab a cup of coffee, and then we go around the room and everyone gets a chance to introduce themselves. Whether you've got an event coming up or you want to tell about your business, this is your chance to stand up and say hello. And it's a great way to meet a lot of people at one time. And it's so cool to see the amount of business that happens after these meetings, because people are like, oh, I didn't realize that I needed a giant warehouse to store my boat, but it's so wonderful to know that you're there. And this group that comes is so great about referring businesses to their friends and family, and so it's really neat to see this grow every time.
It is, and has grown so much since I was involved, to larger locations, and now it floats from city to city, correct?
It does. We rotate from each city. In June, we're going to be at Five Rivers Delta Resource Center. Once a year, we go there, and they like to pull out the birds, and you kind of get a little extra with your morning marketing because you kind of get to tour Five Rivers. But we'll be there on Thursday, June 17th, and that is at 8:15 to 9:15 in the morning.
Okay. All right. What else would you like to let us know about before we run out of time?
The next big thing that we have coming up is our Young Professional Summit. This is the first time we've done this. And a lot of our young professionals told us that they wanted some professional development. Normally, we have a monthly social, and that's great, and it's a lot of networking and getting to know people. But they wanted something to grow stronger as career people. And so we have added the Young Professional Summit, and we've booked an incredible lineup out at the Grand Hotel on Friday, June 25th. It's a day-long event from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it is $50 a person, but included with that is your lunch and an incredible lineup throughout the day of speakers. As part of that, we've got Gia Wiggins is going to come talk about managing conflict with tact. We've got Franco Prandi from...
That's a good one. I need that.
Yes. We have Franco Prandi from Auburn's Business School coming to teach us about LinkedIn and how to use it to connect professionally.
Oh, that's good.
DC Reeves from Pensacola. He was very integral in a lot of the revitalization going on in Pensacola's downtown mm-hmm. area. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be coming to be our keynote speaker to talk about community building and how we can work together to make our community stronger. And we're going to have a panel from several of our local business leaders who found success at an early age. And so I'm really excited to kind of pick their brains a little bit. We've got Kelly Finley, Wes Carpenter with Merrill Lynch, Jennifer Jenkins, JJPR, and Sid Sexton with Sexton's Landscaping coming to join us on that panel. And then we're going to end the day with a Networking 101 with Kevin Moeller and kind of teach everyone. It's kind of intimidating to walk into a big networking event and know exactly what to do. And so he's going to walk us through that and give us some tips, and then we'll be able to take those skills over to Bucky's Lounge afterward and put them into practice.
That sounds nice. Yeah, well, sometimes those big events, it's like, all right, I'm dressed for success. I got a pocket full of business cards. Put that smile on and out we go. And others, it's like, I'm just not feeling this today.
Exactly. And it's a little intimidating if you're new. And so just to go in and have some tips and skills going in so you know that exactly how to attack it and how to get the most out of it.
Another thing that the Eastern Shore Chamber and all chambers do is work with our local lawmakers as well as government entities and things to help promote our areas and business and commerce. And so the chamber's gotten behind the bridge project, and we have a very important message about the I-10 Bayway Bridge and why we need to submit our comments by 5 o'clock today.
5 o'clock today. Very urgent action needed today. This is supporting the re-envisioned bridge project that is for truck traffic. There will be no tolls. That's the important part. There will be no tolls for existing roadways.
Yeah, let's say that again. Yes. All existing routes remain toll-free. So you can split hairs about the rest of the stuff if you want, and then we could miss $125 million or more dollars in federal funding.
That's right. And even more, possibly. There's at least that grant that's already on the table from the federal government. There's some money available from the state as well. And the U.S. Chamber is also saying that in 25 years, this is the highest probability that we'll see a huge chunk of change coming out for infrastructure projects around our country.
So what we should do with our comments then is I guess, approve the project in its general proposition.
Basically, what we're
wanting... I know, most of us don't want tolls. No tolls on the existing
roadways.
Right.
Yes. So what's happening is the MPOs for both Mobile and Eastern Shore will be voting very soon. And currently, the bridge project is not on their improvement plans because it was taken off during the tolls debate. What we want is for them to put the bridge project back on their improvement plan, because without it on there, we won't be eligible for any of that grant funding. We won't be eligible for any of the funding coming from the federal government should it become available. they will do a lot more planning from this point forward, but without it even on the plan, they can't even take that first step. And so they need comments. There's a form for both of the MPOs where you can submit your comments and thoughts on the project, and hopefully we can get that back on the improvement plans.
All right, I've got an email from the chamber, but for those that don't get an email from the chamber, can we find the links on your Facebook page?
Yes, I'll go post them as soon as I get off the air here to make those links available there
or
as well.
Or we can just Google the Eastern Shore MPO Metropolitan Planning Organization or the Mobile MPO Metropolitan Planning Organization.
And it's important that they both hear from us.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Denise Curtis, with the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. A very busy, lots and lots of activities. So if you're in business and wondering how to stimulate your business or increase your network, then you need to join the chamber. Check
out
the
new
website. What's that phone number?
It's 251-928-6387.
928-6387 or eschamber.com for the brand new website.
Thank you.